a seasoned minister, understanding the word of God. You must minister in music and somebody will just get an anointing of prosperity.
Amen.
Jesus administers healing to your mind by the teaching of the word. Stop praying kindergarten prayers.
Hey,
give me salary.
I won't.
Give me boyfriend.
I won't.
Give me. Cancel me, I don't have time.
Hey.
But you have time to watch movie.
Hey.
I don't have time.
You're
I don't have time. But let some guy, you actually be there before time. That is why I know God is going to bless you.
Amen.
That is why I know you are all going to own companies.
Amen.
Why? Because you are doing His work. Amen. Let's wrap up. Enemies to ministry. Number one, bondage. And Lord spake unto Moses in Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. Go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may what?
Serve me.
Every bondage over your life, let it be broken loose right
Amen.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every bond must be broken.
Amen.
You must be free to serve God.
Amen.
If you are sick in your body, you must go away now.
Amen.
So that you be free to serve God.
Amen.
If a relationship is keeping you tied, we break it now.
Amen.
Be free to serve God in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Financial poverty that is holding
Jesus.
You, we break it now.
Amen.
That you be free to serve God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number two, serving other gods. It's an enemy. Exodus 8:33, they shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. Don't sing secular songs. There are some people, when you are praying over them, you feel a resistance. You want to pray, bless them, and you feel a resistance. Don't, and there are reasons. Sometimes the person has gone to speak against somebody somewhere. It's not everything we can say. One day I was praying for, I heard a bad news. Somebody was going through some challenge was at the hospital. And I heard that the person is ill. I love that person. I was going to pray. I opened my mouth. The words were not coming. The words were not coming. And then I was still forcing. And then I heard a voice. Don't involve yourself. Hey. Don't involve yourself. I love the person, but there was an issue somewhere. And say, don't involve yourself. Hey. Don't be listening to secular. You know, sometimes we give you exercises. Like Whitney Houston, a song that she did. The other time, we were saying that one of our ministers should a particular song. And I will always love you. It was just to get a certain... They were just studying a phrase to use. But there are some of us...
At dawn,
it is our quiet time. It is our quiet time. Celine Dion is our devotional.
Yes.
Lunchtime rhythms. Then we are listening to cools here and there. Right? You should be very careful. Don't go to secular places. You go and do all night at a club. Oh, why? All night at a club. But when we say half night at church, you say, I'm too tired to go. But you go all night at a club. Go and dance. And you add after party to it. So now we are praying for you. But something is in your system. Something is your system. So the prayer is not even working. They say we are false prophets. We are praying, but you are doing something. Listening to the music. When you are singing worship, and I realized that from a session, were doing worship, realized that a youth, it was a youth squad. When they are worshiping, they can't sing. The song, it was a choir. And you are worshiping, the song is not coming out. It's not coming out. The voices are not coming. Should I assume that some of you here, your voices is because you've been listening to secular music?
I want to give a testimony. I'm of my own self.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I used to listen to those songs, Papa. Like, I like them. And some of them is because of some of their words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I used to listen and on and on. Like, but it was just 131st December.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was forcing myself to delete. Some of them even refused to read their phone. Mm-hmm. I tried deleting. I don't know why. There's something just worrying me. Like, I have to let go of those songs.
So it was a bondage.
Yes.
It was a bondage to you. Mm-hmm. You see, so God says here that they shall not dwell thee in thy land. He's talking as he said, don't let unbelievers come and dwell with you. Eh? And then he continued to say that lest they make you sin. For if you serve their gods, it becomes a snare. A snare, you know, and the enemy knows that he can get you through the music. As you sing it, it becomes a bondage to you, it becomes a snare to you. So you realize that you can't worship God the way you ought to because another program has been put into you. When we say it, you say, oh, Pastor, this one there is nothing. This one there is nothing. It's something. It's there. It becomes a bondage to you. Eh? It becomes a bondage to you.
Pastor, not only the songs.
Yeah.
Even some movies.
Movies, yes. Yes, yes, yes. 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 You see, sometimes you watch these horror movies and now it is playing in your dreams. It's playing in your dream. It's like it's just replay. Replay. Then you tell him, Pastor, I saw something. What was that? It did some sound. He said, oh. So, let's go. 2 weeks ago, you were watching. Oh. Replaying for you. You see, but it's they are real things. You cannot just overlook them. You need to be very careful. Amen. That's why you know someone. He says that blessed is he who does not dwell in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of mockers. Eh? But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And upon it he meditates what day and night. Your delight should be looking into the word of God and imbibing the word of God. Right now, even your... Let's check your WhatsApp chat.
Mm.
Your WhatsApp chat, what have you been chatting about? When was the last time your WhatsApp chat, even one scripture, John 3:16, just John 3:16, it went off.
John 10:30.
Those days, when you visit people, you are going to discuss scripture. Oh, what we learned at youth church the other time. No, when you visit them in the first place, we have to call Mawako to bring fried rice and chicken. Then we start. That girl in the choir, the way she uses her pulse, the foundation is too thick. If it's not for something, I want to stop that church. I want to stop that church. So now this is your discussion with friends. And then you put, you know what they do now, status in the morning. That's the devotion. And your devotion, your status, you just put some funny, unnecessary things, and then things like, hey, is that you? No, it's my ghost. That is what has come on now. So one whole week, you've never read one scripture. Hey, are you a Christian?
Hey.
It as well. God help us.
Amen.
You want to ask a question? Ask.
The scripture aspect. Sometimes your mind is so occupied that it's not yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You want to you want to read, but you feel like you used to do it, but God said that your mind becomes occupied and you find it difficult to even open the Bible. Even when you open it,
so do you know what? You can use a devotional. A devotional is very good. And a devotional, when you buy it, you have to discipline yourself to follow it. But remember, I was in Katangaho, okay? And I had a friend in my final year. He was my roommate. He was my roommate third year and then final year. But at a point, we took a decision that every evening we are going to study a scripture. And I was doing it with him. And so we'll just read that scripture, I share, and then he'll share. You see? And we realized that we were going deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And that's our next number. Wrong company. Wrong company. What kind of discussions do you have with the people you call your friends? Who are your friends? Who are your friends? What do you discuss with them? If Esther, you call Matilda right now, what are you going to talk about? So the fire is dying because people are not communicating the word of God. You see, under normal circumstances, we should be able to be sharing, discussing scripture on the page. You understand? That, oh, I read this scripture. What do you think about it? But when you do it right now, people see you as old-fashioned. That you don't know what's up. It's very bad. You see, so you don't get anybody to edify. When you go, you see, when you go to church, the pastor is just preaching. Do you ask questions? You don't ask any questions. And then the preaching is just going. Whether the preaching you understood, you didn't understand, we are just going. But when you take a scripture and you are discussing it with somebody, please, do you understand? There's communication. So questions, answers, okay, then let's go to Pastor Bernard. And where ask further. And then you gain understanding. Then you see that you are growing as a Christian. But this thing that we are doing, that one there, don't take us far. And you should value people in your life that you can discuss scripture with. If they don't bring it up, you bring it up. You say you have a girlfriend. What do you talk about? This hairstyle, me, I don't like it. Change the hairstyle. I don't like the hairstyle. Tomorrow, we are going to the movies. He said, we are going to the movies. We are going to the movie. You have a girlfriend, and every time, movies is what you talk about. How far is your marriage going to go? Even if you marry in the first place, even if you are going to marry, how far is it going to go? The foundation is not weak, it's porous. There are holes in the foundation. Right? Every day you communicate a scripture, you pray with the person. When the person even has some girls be or some boys be around him trying to do this, you can't do anything. But that word of God, it will ground the person down. You'll be there, he'll call you. It's not easy here. It's not easy here. But Jesus is Lord. They say amen. Then we move on.
It is working.
Yes.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Last time I traveled, I went to my sister's wedding.
Okay.
And now my sister, the guy she got married to, most of the time when I go there, like at first it was somehow to me what they do when they do. But like the guy was in Benin and she is in Togo. And at midnight, like every 12 o'clock,
they
will call each other and be praying on the phone. So I'll be like, you people, let me sleep, like, what's wrong? On the phone,
I'll
be praying, the two of them.
And
in fact, the parents were against the marriage. They wanted her to marry a doctor because the doctor was rich and had been bringing money to their family.
Oh, yes.
But the last time, they got married. It was like amazing. Even the fact that the way he was dancing, he was happy about the marriage.
They had won the victory.
The man was against it. And he even wanted the girl out of the house.
Tell your neighbor, something is working. Something is working. Something must work.
Yes.
You understand? Yes. You get friends that you can discuss scripture with. Not Chale, make you go past that corner, that girl, that baby, drink here and there. No. Where Indomie seller every day, Indomie joints. No, you have a girl. Look, you need to be, you see, you need to be a serious person first before you even decide that you are going to date. You must be a serious person in life before you decide to date, because marriage is not for boys and girls. Yeah. It's for mature people. Mature people. There are 20-year-olds right now who, by their behavior, they are guaranteed for marriage. And there are 35-year-olds. They must not marry. They must not marry, because common quiet time is a problem. You can't even pray with your boyfriend. You can't pray with him. You can't pray. It's a problem.
It's not the women, it's the men.
No. You see,
they'll be like,
because of that, you leave me. I'm coming. Even the people who are praying, cry, they are not having it.
And you that you
don't want to pray. Those praying and grace, they are not even having it easy. You understand? So look at the foundation of your relationship in the first place. What is the foundation? It's visitation foundation. Is cooking for him foundation? Washing his clothes foundation?
Intimacy.
What is, let me just... there are people listening to the podcast bearing with us. You see, understand the purpose of marriage and understand the process to get there. There are things you can do after you marry. You are not married. No, so it means that the person has a system problem. The CPU has a problem. Yay! The CPU has a problem. You see, so you must format the disk. You see, and the only way you can format the disk is by bringing the scriptures to a person. When the person starts saying, "Hey, my friend," in the first place, you are not the only one feeling things in your body. Me too, I feel, but it won't go well. Because when the moment you become intimate, you can't even experience what we call friendship. You don't get to know the person. You don't get to know, because you've had sex, even when he's angry and he's playing the fool and he's talking, instead of you telling him that shut up there, you won't do it. Oh, calm down. You are going to pass your hand over his head. Is that No. Someone's son, be careful there. Be careful there. So come back to the basics. Marry a believer. Date a believer. Let the person be a sound. And you two. No. The fact that you are a believer does not mean that your body is not alive. So you must use wisdom to manage the body. The body is a machine. Use wisdom to manage the body. The body itself, it has its program. You don't tell it, but it already has a program. So you must control it. So that's why you have to build the relationship on certain things. Let's go to church together. After church, you go to your house, I go to my house. Not we are going to do devotion at your house, venue, on your bed. Time when no one is at home. It is serious. You know, it won't work. It's very, very serious. It won't work. You see, and that is why you must let your man listen to your pastor, what you are listening to. Let him listen to it. Let him listen to it so that he doesn't bring another mindset. Please, do you understand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because these things are very, very, very important. It's possible to marry without having sex. No, in the first place, if in your mind you feel it's not possible, that's, it will become so to you. It's possible to marry without having sex. Yeah. All of you, you are in the choir. You meet at the choir. After that, you don't go and sit in everybody's house alone and nothing, going to watch movie together, lying on the bed anywhere. What movie do you like? Romance. Hey! If you like romance, I also like horror. So when you watch the horror, she would jump and hold you there. You romance, romance, romance and horror. Romance and horror. Then Sunday, you are not coming to church. Sunday, you are not coming to church. We call you a glow. Oh, Pastor, I'll come. Because you are down. You are down. You see, you are down. You are down. Amen. But you can tell that guy that I love to sing. Meet me there. Meet me there. If you love me. If you love me. If you love me, meet me there. Hallelujah. Amen. So your company is very, very, tell your neighbor, your company is very, very important. And tell the person that it's possible to get a guy married without intimacy.
It's possible to get a girl married
Intimacy. Without intimacy. You are seated there. You are wearing top. You are wearing down. What again do I have to see?
Oh, wait.
You are there. I'm looking at you. We are all at rehearsal. We are happy. Pastor says that, oh, she's good. Mm. She says that, oh, he's good.
Yeah.
The next thing, okay, so what do you want to do? Oh, we just want to, you know. Okay, then let's go and see father, mother. Hey, papa, you understand?
Yeah.
6 months, 1 year. Keke Agbena.
They want 3 years or 4 years.
3 years with... accident here and there. Collision here and there. Friction here and there. Why? Hey, why? Then you have sex with one guy. You have sex with him. 5 years. You are not married. Hey. I'll sing the person a song. You devil. Go away from me. That's all. That's all. Hallelujah. I pray that God will deliver you from such relationships in the name of Jesus. May God bring you men who love God.
Amen.
May God locate women who love God for you. God has a woman and a man for you. That person loves God the way you love God. That person wants to honor God the way you want to honor God. I pray that wherever that person is, even if outside the country, may God connect you right now. May God connect you right now in the name of Jesus. Ruth told Naomi, or is it Naomi told Ruth that go and lie at Boaz's field. Go and lie there. I pray that may your pastor have foresight. May your mother have foresight.
Amen.
May the leaders around you have foresight.
Amen.
To even counsel you properly.
Amen.
That this person will take you far.
Amen.
So look at this person or look in that direction in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I pray that you as a person, every bondage, I break you out of it in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Let the bondage be broken. A bondage to cycles of disappointment, cycles of fruitless relationships.
Jesus.
Fruitless relationships.
Jesus.
You dead for months, for years, fruitlessly. Be delivered out of it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name have we prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and so let's wrap up with fulfilled days. Fulfilled days. Exodus 23:26b. The number of thy days I will fulfill. And then number 6, destruction upon enemies. Oh, we are past that one. Let's come to worldly power. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. So enemies to ministry, worldly power. People try to go for worldly power. They see things and they can't resist things. Amen. we must be able to resist things. Amen.
Amen.
A good name is better than
riches.
A good name is better than
riches.
Mm-hmm. So don't get excited when you see money. Money must be used for good works. Tell your neighbor, money must be used for good works. And tell your neighbor that power must be used for good works.
Power must be used for good works.
Hallelujah. Amen. If we say right now that, we've all elected you to be president of Glow Music Ministry. Sure. Like, Pastor Bernard, we are going for some contract here. Yeah. The money we are going to make. Wow. You even listen to God. Wow. Okay, so the prescribed kind of ministry, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Let's read together. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Powerful. Complacency. Oh, I didn't do. Sorry. Complacency. Be ye therefore ready. Luke 12:40. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we feel that, oh, if I don't go today, cry. If I don't do this thing, cry. Mm-hmm. But we must not, because God will account or will cause us to account on a day that we do not know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pat, so if God says that today, go to UK, he opens a door. It's not that UK is better than Ghana. But by assignment, God opens a door for you at UK that you are going to do something there for 3 years. And then you go. The moment you go, you are not here. Here you are a member. Over there you are alone, so you are a leader. So you start gathering people. Hey, there's something called Glow Music Ministry. Hey, you, all of you come here. We are doing Glow Music Ministry. Do you understand? You can also say that, oh, God has promoted me.
Lifted me.
I've come here. And you even know why God sent you there. Why did God send Joseph to Egypt? Why? Because of the famine. Years ahead, God knew what was coming. And sent Joseph years ahead. So you can be there and be say, hey, me, Joseph, when I came here, the way I suffered, right now I am prime minister. The way those who made me suffer, the way they today will suffer.
Hey,
yes, my turn.
Wow. Really, really, really true.
Well, it's
don't have to be jump over because you steal money. So the devil will come and show you money and deceive you, and he will take the wrong path.
And the men, you are supposed to provide for your wives. Don't be saying that, me, I want to marry a rich woman, so that I can chop her money some.
Tell them.
So as a man, you must be rich yourself, provide for your wife and your children. Amen. And the woman to stop waiting for a rich man to marry. Marry a man with vision. Marry a man with vision, not a man with money. A man with vision that materializes into money. Amen. Okay, so the prescribed kind of ministry, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Say heart. And with all thy soul. Say soul. And with all thy might. Say might.
Might.
Okay. So, but the key there is what? Love, right?
Yeah.
Love. And the love is saying that love God on three levels. Yeah. On three levels. Your heart, that's your spirit. Your soul, that's your mind. Okay? And then your might, that is your body. Uh-huh. So if you are loving God and your heart is not involved, your mind is not involved, your body. Some people say, oh, me, me, do, me, oh. Clap your hands, cry is a problem. Clap your hands, oh, is a problem. And then you see them. And then you see them, I mean, when they wear all their designer clothing, and then they walk and then they come and stand there. Then let's clap our hands. Let's clap our hands and they use their fingers.
Esther, you are one of me that.
Your pedicure is so long, your nail, so long that you can't even use it to open Bible. It will tear the pages.
Esther, bring it up.
After mine, I can't sit through everything.
Oh.
Every time we mention your name,
oh, you have some.
I didn't. I feel comfortable.
I didn't know.
Oh,
Pastor,
don't worry. I can't
mention your name. Don't tear the Bible.
By can you still open Bible?
Yes.
Don't tear the Bible.
Okay. I can't even.
Yo, let's say a short word of prayer. We have 30 minutes practicals. So we are praying that Father in heaven, help us excel in ministry. Everything that is needed, help us to do it. In Jesus' name, let's pray.